getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Man, I hope you're ready. I hope I'm ready. Get through another show. Yeah, I got a stack of records to get started with here, so we'll see how everything turns out. I mean, tell you right away up front, I messed up my back last weekend. I awkwardly lifted an awkwardly heavy box and messed up something in there, but I think I'm going to recover. We'll find out how things turn out. Yikes, when you see a box that says, caution, two people should lift, they're not kidding, two people should lift. But I'm like, no, I got it. Yeah, last time I tried that anyway. Let's get things rolling here. Then right away, I start out with a controversial record. I have the Happy People Polka, Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. I suppose I could have tried looking it up. But his last name is spelled differently on either side of the record. One's got another A in it. One's got another A after the Woj and before the Narowski. So one says it's Wojnarowski, and the other one says it's Wojnarowski. And that messes with my brain, and I didn't want to take time to look it up. And I know pretty sure that I'm saying Happy People Polka just right. So here we go. Had some good trumpet tooting on that one there. Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra there. And the Happy People Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Glad you're hanging out. Got your radio on or your computer or your streaming gizmo or however you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad to have you with me, you know. Let's do Kenny Bass and the orchestra. It's the One Potato, Two Potato Polka. And if you ever watch any of those Hell's Kitchen shows on the TV, you know, like where they have those cooking competitions, and Chef Gordon Ramsay is like the host. His production company is the One Potato, Two Potato Production Company. You see the little logo come out at the end of the show, and a little kid's voice goes, One Potato, Two Potato. And that has nothing to do with this record, because the record was around long before Gordon Ramsay was. ¶¶ one potato, two potato polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Speaking of potatoes, I read in the news this week, last week, I guess, there's actually people, you're not buying enough French fries, people. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. I don't have the story in front of me now, but it's a big company that manufactures the French fries for like a lot of the fast food places, including McDonald's and a bunch of other places. They have several plants around the country. They're shutting down one out in Washington State and laying off 400 people because the demand for French fries has dropped off. And the article was trying to speculate what the cause of that might be. And a lot of people are saying because the prices at fast food places are going up. And as a French fry aficionado, it doesn't mean I like fancy French fries. It just means I like a lot of French fries. Are saying that the prices are going up, and I've noticed that. Like, you're in a lot of these, you know, like I wouldn't mention them by name, like McDonald's or anything, but sometimes you pay more for a big order of French fries than you pay for a burger, for Pete's sake. And so that's part of it. And a lot of it is people are trying to be healthier, so maybe they're skipping the fries, or maybe they're getting a small fry when they used to get a large fry. And so, yeah, they're laying off 400 people at one of the plants because we need to buy more French fries. Which actually have nothing to do with France. Did you know that? French fries actually come from Belgium. And back in the day, the USA people were calling them French fries because at the time, Belgium was under French control or something like that. So they all spoke French, so they called them French fries. But it's a long story. But anyway, I played the one potato, two potato polka, and it reminded me of French fries. That is an acceptable leap, right? All right. Now, normally, I don't play this side of the next record. I normally play Sick, Sober, and Sorry on the other side of the record. But, you know, it's kind of a slow number, and I'm not in the mood for a slow number yet. We'll get to a waltz later on in the show. So I'm playing this side instead. Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra. It's the Jolly Tuba Polka. You ready for some good tuba-ing? Because here you go. Thank you. So I told you that is one jolly tuba right there. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. This is about the right spot where I talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to check them out. Hey, the weather's still holding up pretty good up here in northern Minnesota. Yeah, which is not far from where the accordions are, because they're over in Superior, Wisconsin, which is just over the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. And, yeah, you might have some fall colors to look at. I think last weekend was the official peak of the fall colors, but still some pretty good traveling weather. No sign of snow in the forecast or anything yet. And if you can't make it, check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. They have like 4,000 accordions on display in their museum there. And, of course, they have the accordion technician and repair school. They have the gift shop. They have the concert hall. They have a lot of research information and material if you're studying the people or the music, all the historical stuff where the songs and the instruments came from, people immigrating to the country, all that groovy stuff from back in the day. They can help you out with a lot of informational stuff there, too. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. If you have the opportunity to visit them in person, why don't you? They're right on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. All right, check them out, worldofaccordions.org. Here are the Pala Brothers and the My Old Gal Polka.
Gal, she has a lot of faults. She drinks and swears and smokes. She rides with guys in rumble seats and laughs at dirty jokes. And she never stays at home at night, but staggers in at dawn. And to save her soul, she couldn't cook or sew a button on. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, 'cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Now she sampled each emotion that is known to man or beast. And I'd say that gal has left me a dozen times at least. Oh, she often makes me late for work and twice she's had me fired. But with all these faults, she's never said, oh, honey, I'm too tired. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, 'cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer. Ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, 'cause her good loving makes the world seem right.
There, My Old Gal Polka. That's one from the Pala Brothers here on the Oompa Hour. And I bet you if I look on the record, oh no, see the vocals by Wally and Bob. I was expecting it to say Whitey, but that's the Naturals have Whitey singing, not the Pala Brothers. I get the records confused sometimes. Anyway, here we are doing another show. Glad you're along with for another round here. Grab this Lil Wally record, and I thought, well, this is time for a Lil Wally record, I guess. But I notice on the label it says Superstar. Lil Wally is who the record is by. So apparently he must have been at the peak of his career. I don't know. Sometimes his record labels and his band names get a little crazy. But anyway, I looked for you. Here's Lil Wally.
No We left our wives with seven other guys. Oh, we left our wives at home. Here's Marion.
Wichiwagwiasteczka, na wysokim niebie. A żeby powrócił dziewczyno do ciebie. Chodziłem po górach, chodziłem po lesie. Ażebym odnalazł drugą, jak ty w świecie. Zabłysnął się naraz na kościele krzyżi. Pamiętaj, dziewczyno, pamiętaj, jedyno cóż ja tobie przyrzekł, że cię kochać będę. Kocham cię nad życie. Jak cię nie dostanę, jak cię nie dostanę, przecież nie chcę na świecie.
Stecki se walei, tej naszej alei. Janeczka niech lidam, Janeczka niech lidam, oczy me palei.
There you have it there. Superstar Lil Wally. You know he's a superstar. Says so. Right on the record by Superstar Lil Wally with America's Greatest Polka Band. Says so right on the record. It's I Looked For You is what it says here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget if you have a requestion, a requestion. That's interesting. I may have just invented the word a requestion. That's like if somebody asked, you asked a question and you didn't get an answer. You didn't get the right answer. You needed more of an answer. You could have a requestion. I would say if you have a question or comment or a request, see, a request and a question becomes a requestion. I got to think of the proper definition for that. But anyway, if you want to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters, you can do that. You could send a text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Okay, voice or text to 218-259-2985. Most reliable way, send an email, oompahour@aol.com. Apparently, I signed up for that back when AOL was first invented. They were sending everybody free CDs in the mail to shove in your computer so you get connected to AOL. But oompahour@aol.com or facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can get messages and all kinds of stuff there as well. Glad to get a request or a dedication on for you, try to answer a question about a song or whatever you might want. So that's how you get in touch with that. Anyway, Ken Powell and the Headliners. To my knowledge, I've never looked. You probably looked this up on the interwebs. I think this is the only record that Ken Powell and the Headliners ever did. I've never seen or heard of them anywhere else. It's on K-P Records, which I'm sure stands for Ken Powell. And the label on the record literally looks like it was typed on a typewriter and ran off on a, you know, on a printing machine or whatever. It's got a typo in it because it says Ken Powell and the Headlines, but they changed it to Headliners with like a fine point marker. So what else? There was something else weird about it. I don't know what it was now. Can you hear the dogs? We've talked about the dogs before on the show. The building next door's got like a dog pen thing outside. Sometimes they have a bunch of dogs in there, and I sit and hear my headphones on. I can still hear the dogs barking. Anyway, Ken Powell and the Headliners. This is the Five Waters Polka, W-A-T-T-E-R-S. If it's supposed to be water, that's too many T's. Unless you're talking about watts, like you got a 5-watt amplifier or a 5-watt light bulb. I don't know, but I've been talking about it for too long without playing a record.
Won't you join us in our song?
There you have it, Ken Powell and the Headliners. That's the Five Waters Polka. And if you're wondering, what the heck am I listening to? This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Same thing happens, except with a different handful of records. Every week right here, this spot on your dial or this location on your interwebs or your downloads or your podcasts. I don't know where you get this kind of stuff. But anyway, you're all getting it somewhere, and I'm glad you're listening to the show. I have Art Walunas and the orchestra now. And this is the Dutch Boy Polka. I always think of the kid with his finger in the dike and the can of paint. Remember Dutch Boy Paint? They had that kid. I don't know. Anyway, here they are. And there you go with Art Walunas and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Is it too early in the show to do a waltz? I say no. Why not? We're like halfway. I might as well get a waltz in here. I try to do at least one waltz in every show. That takes a little pressure of the off because then I got to find a 78 to play for our Everything Sounds Great on a 78-bit, but that's coming up in a little bit. Let's do a waltz for Marv Herzog. Pretty sure that we haven't featured a Marv Herzog waltz on the show yet? I don't think. No, where do they come up with these titles? I'm sure this is some old traditional song. This is the Pony in the Meadow Waltz. I have never seen a pony in the meadow waltzing, but dancers, if you're ready. Thank you. with the unmistakable sound of a Marv Herzog record right there. That is the Pony in the Meadow waltz, our official waltz of the show. Doesn't mean I may not play another one, but we always have one that we declare as our official polka here, our official waltz anyway, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You ready for this one? Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Now, I believe, I think this every time I play one of his records, and it comes up now and then, isn't it Guy Lombardo? If you're from Canada, you would say Guy Lombardo, but down here we've Americanized it, and it's Guy Lombardo, and it would be his Royal Canadians. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Pie in the Face Polka. That one, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. That's the Pie in the Face Polka. And any Canadian listeners, maybe for you, he's Guy Lombardo. Not sure. But anyway, there it is here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Look at that. The sleeve for this record's got a great big tear in it. Well, it's not quite that bad. I'm getting another cycle out of that one. Those sleeves cost money, for Pete's sake. Now, as long as we're talking about Canadians, and we just had Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, why not do Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians? Oddly enough, these two records both came up in the same handful. For those of you that wonder how I decide what to play, I don't decide at all. I've amassed a giant collection of polka records over the years, and there's hundreds and hundreds of 45s and a few hundred LPs. And when I'm getting ready to do the show, I literally walk up to the thing and just grab records randomly. I put them in a stack and I sit down and play them because I don't want to be, you know, too influenced by the songs I like better, because I'm sure there are people that like songs that I don't like and hate songs that I do like. So I try not to, I do it random, although then I still get to pick between side one or side two, you know. But anyway, so the odds that I came up with two things that said Canadians on the label is unusual. Anyway, I have Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians, and this is Papa and His Fiddle Part 2. And you would think the other side of the record had Part 1, but no, it's got an entirely different song on it.
Thank you.
And there you have it there, Ed Gucka's Polish Canadians, Papa and His Fiddle, Part 2. I have no idea where Part 1 is. Maybe it's on an album someplace or something, because it's not the other side of that record. But here you are, found yourself right in the middle of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. If you never heard the show before, you just stumbled upon the show by some accident, and you're digging it, hey, welcome aboard. The gimmick to the show, you always got to have a gimmick. The gimmick to the show is everything you hear on the show is coming to you from a genuine phonograph record. And the entire show is done live. Now, you may be hearing it in a recording on a different day than when I'm doing it, but I am doing the entire show live from beginning to end. So if I screw up, you get to hear the screw-ups too. Fortunately, I've been doing it long enough. I don't screw up too bad too often. So that's, you know, on the plus side. But anyway, glad you're along with the Oompa Hour for this week. Now, this next record, I'm kind of interested. The record I wanted to play next is a really, really short song. And I was like, oh, I better not play that next, because after that I want to go to our 78 of the week, and I got to have time to switch the record player over for playing 78s. You got to have a different preamp in line. You got to have a different needle and cartridge in the thing. You got to get 78 speed geared up. So it takes a little bit of time. I got to play a song that's a little over 2 minutes minimum, or I just can't seem to get it done. So this record, I picked the side that was longer, totally not based on anything except time, because I need more than 2 minutes, man. Here's Dave Suwata and the Sheratons. It's the Inside Outside Polka. The Inside Outside Polka, Dave Suwata and the Sheratons here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, a song over 2 minutes long, which gave me enough time to get the other turntable switched over for spinning the 78. So if you're ready, let's get that official work out of the way. Every week on the show, in case you're a newbie, is that what they say now, a newbie? Are you a newbie? Reminds me of Romper Room. Are you a doobie or a don't be? Ho-ho, that's the question. Anyway, I have all these great Johnny Vadnall 78s. So it's like every month or two, I got to sneak another one in here, and this is one of those. And this is one of those records. I get into discussions sometimes with record people, other people who collect and hoard phonograph records, and they hate 78s. They're like, they all sound like crap. You can't tell me there's any reason to say those 78s. They all sound terrible. They're all scratchy and crappy and icky. You know, I think they sound better or as good as a 45 or even an LP, if you have one that's been taken care of, you play it with the right stylus, with the tip that's designed for the size in a 78, and you're playing it through a proper preamp that's not got the equalization curve for a modern record. We've had this discussion, I think. I've had this discussion with hundreds of people over the years. They sound real good if you play them back on a proper machine. And this is a prime example of that. This is a good sounding old 78. You know the slogan here on the Oompa Hour. Everything sounds great on a 78. Here's Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra and the I Never Knew Polka. Telling you what, man, 78s just sound so good. They have a sound you don't get on more modern records. Johnny Vadnell and the orchestra there. And I Never Knew Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, a couple of weeks on the show, I had a little news blurb. I don't really do a lot of news blurbs. But I don't know. I find interesting things. We had talked about the top five most wanted Halloween candies. They had done a survey of like a bazillion kids, and they figured out what the most popular candy was. If I recall, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups was number one, and I think Snickers was number two. Kit Kat was in there. I can't remember the other ones. But now, I don't have a list. I just have the worst. The worst hated, most hated Halloween candy. And this is using data from several different surveys from different sources, including like Business Insider and the Huffington Post and Bon Appetit and a bunch of other surveys done all this year. The least favorite Halloween candy is candy corn. What is the deal with that? Candy corn, the least wanted candy. But you know what? You put out a dish of candy corn at our house and everybody eats them. Everybody grabs them right out of that candy dish, man. I like the pumpkins. You know, they have the big round pumpkins that sometimes come mixed in with the candy corn. I believe that's when you buy the autumn mix. You get that. I like the big pumpkins. It's like just shoving a ball of super squishy sugar in your mouth. I don't know, but candy corn, number one hated Halloween candy. So as you prepare to celebrate Halloween this year, keep that in mind. Or just ignore it altogether, shut the lights out, pretend you're not there. Whatever works for you. All right, next record right here on turntable number two, Ain't It a Shame Polka, Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra, plus one. I'm going to assume the plus one is a guy. I don't have a picture to go with, but that's what it says, so here you go. Thank you.
charming. We felt the warmth of love with just a glance. We wanted oh so badly to be happy, and together we both thought we had a chance. Chase our love away. Ain't it a shame that things don't stay the same? The sunny sky above has turned to gray. Ain't it a shame all the feelings we once knew have turned to hurt to chase our love away?
And there you have it, Teresa Zapolska and her all-girl orchestra plus one. Ain't it a shame? You're at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I just now looked up at the clock for the first time, like, since we started the show. I'm like, holy cow! How can we possibly be almost done already? I got a lot of records I was still intending to play. Anyway, I'm going to get a couple more songs in here. Now, see, she had a song about love kind of going to heck on you. Things are going sour there. Ain't it a shame that things went bad? I got another record coming up. It's about a little relationship situation. It's not going too well. But before I get to that one, I got to do this. And then we'll see if we can't get in a couple more tunes here.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we're going to get a couple of more records here, and then that's going to be about it for the week. Man, time just flew past me on this one. So we had Teresa and her all-girl orchestra there doing Ain't It a Shame, and things went sour in our relationship. And this one's got problems, too. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. That's the wrong number, Polka.
Just the other day, a girl had stole my heart away, although I've never seen this girl before. Then I thought I would take a chance, and so I asked her for a dance. We danced until we couldn't dance no more. I asked if I could take her home tomorrow, call her on the phone, and try to get a date with her sometime. And then she kind of smiled at me and gave her number happily. She said that I could call her anytime. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Guess I'll try again. I phoned her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. A row number she turned out to be. The times really changed my life. That girl so soon became my wife. I went down to her home to ask her out. Now I feel proud of what I've done. I love her, she's the only one. I found out what love is all about. And after many years of love, I just thank the Lord above for this girl that I chose for my wife. I laugh at how I had to wait just to get a date with this girl who has been my whole life. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Yes, I'll try again. I phone her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. My life's number she turned out to be.
There you go, Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars, Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I don't know how it happened, but somehow a whole show has just gone flying past us. I'm going to throw in one more record here quick. Let's wrap it up with Whoopi John and the Gang. And it only makes sense, I guess, because I don't know where you're listening to the show. We got people all over the country listening to the show. But right here in Minnesota, we do the Minnesota Polka. It's Whoopi John.
Thank you.
you go, Whoopi John and the Orchestra. That's one of my top five favorite Whoopi John records. I like a lot of Whoopi John records. That's right up there. That is the Minnesota Polka, and an appropriate song, I think, to wrap up this week's edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Why not, huh? A little Whoopi John magic. Have no fear, though. I got another stack of records ready to go already. We'll be back to it again next week. So in the meantime, we'll have Dick Pillar take us out.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.